Breaking the rule.
Collaboration.
Try it.
I can order ODE.
Bat lab.
Congratulations to the class of 2023. Everyone, I really enjoyed teaching all of you mechatronics. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. Please.
Are you done?
No, I'm not done, Daddy. It was tough. Please keep in touch. Good luck.
Congratulations to all of you graduating this spring, and especially to everyone who took wind power and took future energy systems with me. So thanks so much for all your enthusiasm and participating in all the activities. And I know you're going to go out there and change our energy future. So wishing you all the best with that, and looking forward to seeing the differences that you can make in changing the world. Good luck.
I want to extend my heartiest congratulations to all the MAE graduates. It's certainly not easy to get into MAE, and it's not easy to get out of MAE with a degree, especially in the era of COVID. You can be very satisfied with the achievement. I'm in awe. Wish you the very best in your careers and in life.
Congratulations, class of 2023. We are so incredibly proud of you and have thoroughly enjoyed being able to work with you these last couple of years in the undergraduate office. We know that you will do many wonderful things throughout your life and feel very privileged that we were able to be a part of your journey. We wish you all the best and congratulations.
Bonjour from Switzerland. Class of 2023, congratulations. I enjoyed very much working with you. The future is bright. Keep flying. Sky is the limit. I wish everybody all the best.
Hi everyone, this is Alan Zender. I was your instructor at MAE 3270. Congratulations and best wishes as you move on from Cornell. If I could give you one little bit of advice, it would be, as I said in class many times, sanity check your results. It's going to be even more important as you move out into your profession and take the next steps in your career. Good luck to all of you.
Congratulations, you did it.
Class of 2023, congratulations on a trying but hopefully fulfilling time in the Sibley School. I really enjoyed teaching 3260 with all of you and Dr. Ritz, certainly one of the highlights of my career, as I told her. Too many memories to count, but let me just wish you all good luck, good health, and much happiness in your journey. And do keep in touch. We'd love to hear about your adventures, even if it is through Professor Kirby's social media apps.
So my big memories of the class of 23 are teaching statics in fall 2020 and having just a delightful Zoom chat. Somehow it really added some flavor to the class. And having the office hours outside on the quad on the whiteboard, just because I was desperate for some in-person student contact, and it was really great. So I appreciate how well you all did powering through the non-ideal conditions, particularly the start of your college careers. And congratulations to all of you, and good luck going forward.
Congratulations, class of 2023. I'm David Erickson, the director of the Sibley School of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering, and I just really want to congratulate you on this momentous achievement. You now join our illustrious group of alumni that have impacted the world in everything from energy to healthcare to robotics to business, every area that's important. And I look forward to you having that same kind of impact. Congratulations again.
Congratulations, class of 2023.
Hello, everyone. I'm David Erickson, director of Sibley School of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering. I'd like to welcome our distinguished faculty members. I'd like to welcome our proud parents. And most importantly, I'd like to welcome and congratulate the 2023 graduates of the Sibley School of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering. So last week, when I was sitting down in Duffield Atrium, as so many of you have done, to write my remarks today, it was at the end of a long week. I was looking forward to the weekend, and I was having trouble finding the right words. So I did what anyone would do now, except, of course, Cornell graduates, I'm sure, Cornell engineering graduates, certainly, as I asked ChatGPT to write them for me. And for those that don't know, ChatGPT is an AI-based chatbot that to which you can ask a wide set of questions and can produce a detailed response. And, you know, at first glance, ChatGPT actually did a pretty good job. Here's one of the lines, okay? To the graduates of today, I implore you to embrace the spirit of curiosity, to chase after your dreams with fervor, and to persevere in the face of adversity. The education you have received at Cornell has equipped you with not only the technical skills, but the ability to think critically, solve complex problems, and navigate an ever-changing landscape of the engineering world. Okay, yeah, exactly, there it is, right? Sounds like something one person would laugh at. But it's sort of serviceable, right? It's sort of serviceable. You've heard those lines before. Here's another. But remember, your time at Cornell was not just about the lessons learned within the classroom. It was about the friendships forged, the late nights spent in the lab, the collaborations that challenged and inspired you, and the memories that will endure for a lifetime. Cherish those experiences, for they have shaped you into the remarkable people you are today. Again, pretty good, a little corny, but serviceable. What they are, though, is unremarkable. And that's a word, remarkable is a word we're going to come back to a number of times today. There is nothing memorable in those lines. They are curve-fitted to all the available commencement speeches available online. They certainly have no soul. Had I got up here and given the ChatGPT speech, you would have forgotten it immediately. In fact, I challenge you to remember anything I said in that first line. Not very remarkable. All of you know that Cornell is an old university. Indeed, this is, as I understand it, this is Cornell's 155th graduating class. What you might not know is how deep mechanical engineering goes into that history, and how well it's been represented throughout Cornell's history. What became our school originated in the early 1870s, not too far away from this very spot. And at that time, the concept of a mechanical engineer was somewhat new, but Cornell forged ahead, and we started offering our first bachelor's degrees in the 1873-1874 academic year. And to give you a sense of how new it was at that time, in 1885, roughly 10 years later, fully 1 in 5 mechanical engineers in the United States graduated from Cornell University. Now, what that makes next year, the 150th anniversary of mechanical engineering at Cornell, Sibley 150, that makes this group the last one of our first 150 years, and the first one to enter our second 150 years as alumni. You will now set the tone for the next 150 years of mechanical and aerospace engineering from Cornell. In our first 150 years, we had the honor of graduating a lot of remarkable alumni and unforgettable classes. This year in your program, we included a QR code to our annual magazine, which highlights some of our history and a few of our more remarkable alumni. Not our most famous alumni, sorry, Bill Nye, you're not in there, you didn't make the cut, but some of our more remarkable. And just a few of those, again, I invite you to have a look at that, but a few of those I'll mention here. Leroy Grumman, class of 1916, was a pioneer in aviation and whose company went on to build some of the first lightweight carrier-based aircraft, some of the first business jets, and the lunar excursion modules for the early NASA moon missions. Dorothy Allison Carlin, class of 1924, and Cornell's seventh woman, who had a hand in building some of the most traveled transportation hubs in the United States, including Dulles, and JFK Airport. And Swati Mohan, class of 2004, who was the guidance and control operations lead in the NASA 2020 mission and famously called in the landing of the Perseverance rover with the words touchdown confirmed. So like these alumni, I hope you, the graduates, also had a remarkable experience during your time with us. You were certainly resilient as we had to go online, for some of you almost immediately after you started, for others maybe a bit before. You had to rebuild your community, and when we came back in person, and you saw the proliferation, you saw the proliferation of AI and autonomy, home diagnostic testing, and unfortunately, Zoom meetings. And talk about, if you want to talk about something unremarkable, let's talk about Zoom meetings. Along the way, I also hope you learned something about mechanical and aerospace engineering. And let me just rephrase that. I really hope you learned something about mechanical and aerospace engineering. You really need to know all that stuff you've been taught over the last few years. If you want to be a good engineer, you do need to know thermodynamics. So when you leave here today and embark on your future careers and lives, what I want you to think about is what can I do to be remarkable? How will you have your impact? Every day, try to think what you can do that day that will be remarkable, memorable. Every day, what can I do, every year, what can I do that will be remarkable this year, that will make a difference? What can I do over the course of my career that will be memorable? What can I do to be more remarkable than a ChatGPT-generated commencement speech? Congratulations and good luck. And so with that, we have the presentation of awards. I will read the awardees, and Professor Brian Kirby will give out the awards. So the first award, Thomas J. and Joan T. Kelly Prize. This award is given to a student who shows excellence in aerospace engineering as demonstrated through coursework or an innovative design project. The awardee must show clear evidence of being a well-rounded person with an outstanding non-engineering contribution to Cornell and the greater community. Ruxuan Li. The Outstanding Senior Award for Distinction in Leadership and Engagement. This award is made possible by Matthew O'Connor, Professional Engineer, BSME 1981, MEng 82, and ASME Chapter President 1980 to 81. Suresh Dutta, who is unfortunately not able to attend today. Suresh is the President of Cornell Chapter of the American Society of Mechanical Engineers. He was instrumental in providing MAE students with opportunities for engagement, such as hosting the senior formal at Moakley House last year and the creation organization sales and pickup of ASME and MAE Spiritware. The Walter Waring Prize for Excellence in Studies. Walter Waring, for whom the prize is named, graduated from Cornell in 1922. This award was established to recognize talented and dedicated undergraduate Sibley School students who have enhanced the Cornell community, excelling in a manner befitting the reputation of the Sibley School. Bex Jacek Pendrak and Bruno Dantas da Silva Tesori. Frank O. Ellenwood Prize. This prize was donated by an alumnus who wishes to remain anonymous in honor of the late Sibley Professor Frank Ellenwood. This award is presented to the seniors with the highest composite average in heat and power-related engineering courses. Anthony Chinquame, I practice it so much. Anthony Chinquame. Sorry. The McManus Design Award. This award was named in honor of Howard McManus, who is an outstanding Sibley professor in both thermal and design aspects of engineering. Professor McManus believes strongly in teaching engineering design. After his passing, his friends established a fund which supports this annual award, judged on ingenuity and engineering skills as an original solution to a design project. Charlotte Lee. Charlotte's project was entitled Designing a Modular and Automated Bioreactor System for Tissue-Engineered Enthesis Constructs with Professor Benasser. This project involved the design, fabrication, testing, and use of an autonomously controlled and powered bioreactor for production of mechanically stimulated tissue engineering meniscus implants. The Bart Konta Prize in Energy and the Environment. Bart Konta was a professor of thermal fluid sciences at Cornell and had a great interest in sustainability and environmentally friendly energy sources. This prize is awarded for an outstanding work on a research or design project dealing with energy and the environment. Hao Mia Wang. Amiao's project was entitled Layout Design Optimization for Agrivoltaic Systems Using a Novel Combined Shading and Radiation Simulation Tool with Professor Max Zhang. I'll say Professor Max Zhang is quoted here, Amiao is a truly outstanding and dedicated student and helped me start a solar farm research in my group from scratch. Sibley Prize for Excellence in Graduate Teaching Assistance. This prize is awarded to the graduate student who served as outstanding teaching assistants for the Sibley School undergraduate courses for this academic year. Beatriz Asfora. Beatriz was the lead lab TA for this spring in MA 3260 System Dynamics and was a liaison with the students, helped organize and run the TA meetings and led training sessions. The HD Block Graduate Teaching Prize in recognition of outstanding performance by a PhD candidate who served as a teaching assistant in an undergraduate engineering mathematics or engineering mechanics courses as determined by feedback from the students and faculty support. Arnav Gupta, unfortunately, who couldn't be here today. And finally, the R.N. Janeway Automotive Prize, Automotive Engineering Award. This award goes to the student who submitted a publishable paper that presents the most promising proposal for improvement in automotive vehicles, Madeline Taylor Zacchio. So with that, congratulations to all the award winners, and I will turn over to my... And I'll turn it over to my colleague, Professor Andwaries Puri, Director of Associate Director of Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering, Director of Graduate Studies, for the hooding of the PhD students.
Good morning. Thank you for the introduction, Professor Erickson. Good morning, class of 2023. As Professor Erickson said, my name is Nelly Andrews Puri. I'm the Associate Director for our graduate programs, and it's my honor to address our PhD and MS graduating class of 2023. Graduates, today you are closing a chapter as Cornell graduate students. It's the end of an era that has become so familiar to you, and to paraphrase from My Fair Lady, we've grown accustomed to your faces. But now the time has come for you to start the next part of your story. It feels like it was just yesterday that you started here as graduate students. Maybe not to you, but it does to us. And now you're leaving as an expert in your particular area of training. This day of great celebration has not just happened because it's the natural progression of time, but it's happening because of your resilience, hard work, creativity, patience, and the patience over the time that it took to complete your degree. However, I don't want to just stand here and tell you that everything that has brought you to this day has been solely because of your hard work, dedication, and brilliance, because that's almost never how life works. You are in part here because of sacrifices and investments made by family members and various mentors that saw your potential, maybe even before it was obvious to the rest of us. In part, you're here because your path unfolded in a way that presented you with opportunities that were critical in preparing you for your trajectory. Maybe for some of you, you are here because you ended up talking to that right person that encouraged you to apply to some research opportunity that solidified your interest in mechanical engineering or made you sure that you should go to graduate school. You're here because you were fortunate to have many, or maybe a few, but critical people make an effort on your behalf. And now it's your turn. It's your turn to do the same. My point is that there's no question that you are smart, innovative, dedicated, hardworking, and you truly couldn't be more deserving of this success. However, there are many out there who embody a lot of these traits that never get a chance to walk a minute in your shoes. So as you go forth and be the innovative leaders and game changers that I know you will be, make sure to take a minute to look around you and use your position to amplify those who need the encouragement. Make sure to look for the potential in those whose paths may not have given them the freedom to soar. Lead with compassion and instill respect for every individual that crosses your path. I have no doubt that you're going to be impactful as engineers, but today I encourage you to always be kind, always be ethical, be the catalyst that changes the trajectory of someone else's life, and always be ready with one good joke. All right, and now we will begin the hooding ceremony for our graduating PhD students. During this traditional ceremony, each graduating PhD student will have their doctoral hood placed over them by their doctoral dissertation advisor. This important moment signifies successful completion of their very hard-earned PhD degree. And so without further delay, it gives me great pleasure to present to you our graduating PhD students. Jeannie Aird. Her field is mechanical engineering, her advisor is Professor Bartholomew, and the title of her dissertation is Methods for Quantification of Non-Ideal Wind Turbine Rotor Plane Conditions. Ida Eng. Ida Eng. Her field is mechanical engineering, her advisor is Professor Buchlis, and the title of her dissertation is Computational Analysis of Surface and Interfacial Energy in the Context of Multiphysics and Fracture. Adrian Antoinette. His field is mechanical engineering, his advisor is Professor van der Meulen, and the title of his dissertation is Understanding the Spatiotemporal Joint Tissue Crosstalk During Initiation and Progression of Load-Induced Osteoarthritis. Emily Baker. Her field is mechanical engineering, Her advisor is Professor Shepard. Today she'll be hooded by Professor Papillot. And the title of her dissertation is Triply Periodic Minimal Service Lattices for Mechanically Tuning Structures and Designing Multifunctional Devices. Macy Castaneda. Her field is mechanical engineering. Her advisor is Professor Lewis. And the title of her dissertation is In Vivo Imaging and Spatiotemporal Analysis to Understand Cholinergic Signaling in Osteocytes. Hunan Chen. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Campbell. And the title of his dissertation is Trajectory Prediction and Uncertainty Quantification for Autonomous Driving. Kalani Donis Rivera. His field is aerospace engineering. His advisor is Professor Peck. And the title of his dissertation is Planetary Images as Tools for Spacecraft State Estimation. Carlos Diaz Ruiz. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Campbell. And the title of his dissertation is Tracking and Perception in Self-Driving Cars. Fernanda Ferreira Fontenelle. Her field is mechanical engineering. Her advisor is Professor Buchlas, and the title of her dissertation is Fiber and Elasticity in Soft and Biological Composites. Jan Fuchs. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Buchlas, and the title of his dissertation is Data-Driven Constitutive Laws Towards Modular Elastoplasticity. David Gundana. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Kraskazit, and the title of his dissertation is Event-Based Signal Temporal Logic Synthesis for Single and Multi-Robot Tasks. Ronald Heiser. His field is theoretical and applied mechanics. His advisor is Professor Shepard. Today he'll be hooded by Professor Papillot, and the title of his dissertation is Arrays of Millimeter Scale Rubber Combustion Engines. Melanie Lee Singh Hu. Her field is mechanical engineering. Her advisor is Professor Collins. And the title of her dissertation is Numerical Simulation of Near Contact Motion and Coalescence of Inertial Droplets in Turbulence. Yuhan Hu. Her field is mechanical engineering. Her advisor is Professor Huffman. And the title of her dissertation is Designing Robots with Nature, Soft Tactile Robot Skin that Expresses Senses and Grows. Andrew Kang. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Kirby. And the title of his dissertation is Shear-Controlled Microfluidic Devices for Thrombosis Prediction and Prevention. Bum-Soo Kim. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Benasser. And the title of his dissertation is Mechanically Informed Design Controls for Manufacturing Tissue Engineering Cartilage, Importance of Microfailure Architecture and Composition. All right, Jaemin Kim. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Buchlas, and the title of his dissertation is A Continuum Multiphysics Approach for the Reconfiguration and Healing of Contractile Microtissues. V. Ray Lee. Her field is mechanical engineering. Her advisor is Professor Jung. And her title of her dissertation is Robots Who Live for Themselves, Exploring Ludic HRI Through Character-Driven Robot Design. Josephine Monica. Her field is mechanical engineering. Her advisor is Professor Campbell, and the title of her dissertation is Perception and Control in Autonomous Mobile Robots. Jose Nino. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Campbell, and the title of his dissertation is Behavior Analysis of Pedestrians Around Self-Driving for Safety and Anticipation. Grant Rydquist. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Ismaili, and the title of his dissertation is Multiscale Self-Resolved Simulations of Red Blood Cells in Macroscale Flows with Relevance to Hemolysis. Guy Scher. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Kresgazit. And the title of his dissertation is Probabilistic Verification and Synthesis for Temporal Logic Robot Tasks. Corey Spohn. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Sobranski, but today he'll be hooded by Professor Pepio. And the title of his dissertation is Planning Direct Imaging Observations of Exoplanets with Precursor Data. Catherine Wilson. Her field is aerospace engineering. Her advisor is Professor Peck. And the title of her dissertation is Electromagnetic Actuation for Propellant-Free Mobility Relative to Conductive Spacecraft. Yan Zhang. Her field is mechanical engineering. Her advisor is Professor McMartin, and today she'll be hooded by Professor Campbell. The title of her dissertation is Design Space Exploration for Stratospheric Aerosol Injection. Jiquan Wang. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Zender. And the title of his dissertation is Time-Dependent Damage of Soft Materials with Bond Breaking and Healing Kinetics. Congratulations to our PhD students. All right, and now it is my honor to present our graduating MS students. Ashhad Amir Badruddin. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Sobranski, and the title of his thesis is Scheduler for Exoplanet Imaging Using Probability of Detection. Vaibhav Bisht. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Ferrari, and the title of his thesis is Intelligent Mission Planning for Urban Warfare. Jiayi Chow. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Baker, and the title of his thesis is The Effect of Temperature and Amount of Nitrogen on the Phase Transformation in Tungsten Thin Films. Priscilla Cheng. Her field is mechanical engineering. Her advisor is Professor Mogadam, and the title of her thesis is Quantification of the Rate of Cerebrospinal Fluid Clearance for Early Diagnosis of Alzheimer's Disease, a Comparison of Compartmental and Computational Fluid Dynamics Analysis. Janning Dong. Her field is mechanical engineering. Her advisor is Professor Butcher, and the title of her thesis is 4D, 5D finite element analysis of the cardiac outflow tract in chicken embryo. Rahul Ghosh. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Silberstein, and the title of his thesis is analysis of dry spot formation and RTM through optimization of non-Newtonian resin parameter. Madhav Gupta. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Ferrari, and the title of his thesis is applications of cyber-physical systems using virtual reality. Changhui Han. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Yao, and the title of his thesis is high yield strength and high entropy alloys designed with machine learning methods. Jiung Rak Jang. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Ferrari, and the title of his thesis is decentralized coordination of multi-robot networks for active target tracking. Karan Jha. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Hernandez, and the title of his thesis is exploring biomechanics of bacteria. Sachin Sunil Kalkar. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Sobransky, and the title of his thesis is observation scheduling algorithm for direct exoplanet imaging mission with two starshades. Shreyas Kotiyan. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Evedesian, and the title of his thesis is droplet combustion of isopropanol in various ambient gases and pressures, an experimental study. Yuhei Li. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Moridi, and the title of his thesis is residual stress in additive manufacturing simulation and synchrotron EDD analysis. Kong Liu. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Ferrari, and the title of his thesis is information-driven control of multi-robot networks for dynamic target tracking. Jairin Liu. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Hernandez, and the title of his thesis is micropillar test to reveal compressive strength and fracture toughness of bone. Jovan Menezes. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Ferrari, and the title of his thesis is real-time multimodal human-robot multi-agent collaborations in cyber-physical environments. Ajay Pillai Krishna Pillai. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Moridi, and the title of his thesis is design of lattice structures for orthopedic applications using metal additive manufacturing. Li Wei Shi. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Tian, and the title of his thesis is thermoelectric properties optimization of P.PSS for organic thermoelectric generator. Shika. Her field is mechanical engineering. Her advisor is Professor Bewley, and the title of her thesis is influence of compressibility effects on inertial scales of turbulence at different matched numbers. Shashank Shiva. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Kresgazit, and the title of his thesis is reproducing encoded trajectories for novel locations. Anish Soni. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Evedesian, and the title of his thesis is flash boiling of organic liquid systems, an experimental study. Chengji Tang. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Yao, and the title of his thesis is Classical Molecular Dynamic Simulations of Polymeric Ionic Liquids Using Machine Learning Neural Network Potential. Ham Yao Wang. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Zhang, and the title of his thesis is Layout Design Optimization for Agrivoltaic Systems Using a Novel Combined Shading and Radiation Simulation Tool. Hao Yu Wang. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor McMartin, and the title of his thesis is Latitude Level Dynamic Emulators for Climate Engineering. Yu Han Wang. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Ferrari, and the title of his thesis is Self-Supervised Human Action Recognition for View Invariant Action Recognition in Dynamic Sports. He Yu Wang. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Rowena, and the title of his thesis is Hardware Design and Application of Robotic Sailboat. Jesswin Wilson. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Zhang, and the title of his thesis is Road Surface Conditions Monitoring. Baxin Su. Her field is mechanical engineering. Her advisor is Professor Bhattacharji, and the title of her thesis is Soft Tactile Sensing Skin for Physical Human Robot Interaction. Jiahao Zhu. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Campbell, and the title of his thesis is DC Motors Amplified with Deterministic Artificial Intelligence and Pontryagin Reagent-Based Optimization. Sai Wei Zhu. Her field is mechanical engineering. Her advisor is Professor Campbell, and the title of her thesis is 2 degrees of freedom, optimal controller improvement, and augmentation to 3 degrees of freedom with nonlinear transport decoupling theorem. Yu Yang. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Yao, and the title of his thesis is Properties Prediction of Polymer with Machine Learning. Hanfeng J. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Yao, and the title of his thesis is Multi-Scale Modeling and Machine Learning Design Optimization of Nanomaterials for Sustainability. Erhu Zhang. His field is mechanical engineering. His advisor is Professor Rowena, and the title of his thesis is Updating and Replenishing the Embedded System of an Autonomous Sailboat. Let's once again congratulate our MS students. And now it's, I would like to introduce Matthew Linsky, our Master of Engineering Program Director, who will address the graduating Masters of Engineering class.
Hello, everybody. I'm pleased to be able to announce this year's 2023 graduates of our Master of Engineering program. These students are representing the graduates in both our Aerospace Engineering and Mechanical Engineering programs in Sibley School. And next year, I'll see if I can get ChatGPT to do a better job for me on that. I do want to say also that this next year is the 150th anniversary of degrees in our program, but this is also our 59th year of giving degrees out in the MEng program, so next year will be our 60th. The one-year MEng program allows students to develop greater competency in engineering science, current technology, and engineering design. It's an intense program that builds on previous science and engineering education. It's often the first time that students are able to focus intensely on an area of interest to them. MEng students I've really enjoyed working with you this year, and what a lot of work you've done. My hope for you when you came into the program is that you would be challenged and that you'd do something that inspired you. Getting to know you and your programs, I think we really succeeded in this. And my hope is that this is just one step toward a fulfilling engineering career and a lifelong journey into learning. My advice for you going forward, be open-minded and courageous, have a plan, and above all, make a difference. Show the world that engineers can lead the change that it needs. The cornerstone of the MEng degree is the project, and I'll be announcing the title of each student's project with their name. I'm going to ask that you hold applause. I know that's hard until the end, after we read all the names and everybody's sitting down. Graduates. Joshua Blair. EMOBO, Interactive Prototypes Supporting Positive Relational Processes Between Children and Adults in Residential Care Settings. Keith Green, Advisor. Anthony Capobianco, Magnus Ultralight Project. Mason Peck, Advisor. Zachariah Chazen, Non-Oxide Ceramic Additive Manufacturing Processes for Aerospace Applications, Sadaf Sobani, Advisor. Tina Daniel, Turn and Burn, Mason Peck, Advisor. Alex Daring, High Strain Rate Deformation and Impact Behavior of Nanocrystalline Copper to Tantalum Alloys, Mustafa Hosseini, Advisor. Young O. Du, System for Plant Dissection. Nelly Andera Ross, sorry, Puri, Advisor. Robert Jean Iverson. Oh, I'm sorry. Yanqi Guo, Delivery System of Therapeutics for Tensile-Loaded Orthopedic Soft Tissue Injuries. Nelly Andera Paris, Advisor. Robert Jean Iverson, Design and Prototyping of Wave Energy Converters. Maha Haji, Advisor. Elliot Kahn, Ocean Across Space and Time. Brittany Schmidt, Advisor. Wangzi Li, Improved Curve Flattening for Flexible Space Robotics. Timothy Sands, Advisor. Claire Matthews, Custom Lab Scale Powder Bed Fusion Testing Characterization and Optimization. Atiya Meridi, Advisor. Alexander Ford Mayo Smith, Magneto Altitude Propulsion Using the Gravity Gradient Effect, Mason Peck, Advisor. Mariko McMurtry, Robotic Snail for Microplastic Collection, Sung Wong Yoon, Advisor. Eric McNamara, Cornell Autoboat Mechanical Design, Hunter Adams, Advisor. Rick Muriel Mead Jr.
Yeah! No, I'm dead! That's my brother!
Natalie Morris, Flexible Space Robotics. Timothy Sands, Advisor. Vincent Ning, Magnus Ultralight. Mason Peck, Advisor. Pamrat Pamar, Multi-Phase Design and Simulation of Raleigh-Taylor Optimizer. Olivier Desjardins Advisor. Annie Padet Warney, Ultralight Aircraft Design, Perrin Pepio Advisor. William Benjamin Richter, Compressive Rolling Mechanism for Strengthening Parts Made by Direct Energy Deposition 3D Printing, Atiyah Meridi Advisor. Benjamin Rizika, The Mechanics of Nautical Vessels, Charles Williamson Advisor. Frank Sammartino, Synthesizing, Characterizing, and Improving PDOT PSS for Use in Flexible Electronics, Xiting Tian Advisor. Max Sharon, Consumer Product Design, Sirietta Simoncini Advisor. Adler Smith, High Performance Simulation of Array Scale Electrospray Ion Plasma, Elaine Petro Advisor. Gabriel Francisco Sotomayor, Magnus Ultralight, Mason Peck Advisor. Henry Tenaselli, Crush, a Mechanical Trash Compactor for Residential Use, Sirietta Simoncini Advisor. Serena Toma, Bi-Steer Cycle, Robot Controller Design, Andy Rowena Advisor. Nathaniel Thompson, Large Eddy Simulation of Evaporating Sprays, Olivier Desjardins Advisor. Ellie Vicarte, Emobo, Keith Green Advisor. Wei Loon, Droplet Release and Fragmentation of Onion Cutting, Sung Wong Young Advisor. Jian Zhang, Testing and Validation of Cislunar Explorer's Water Electrolysis Propulsion System, Mason Peck Advisor. Please join me in congratulating our 2023 Master of Engineering graduates. I'm now going to pass the podium over to Professor Brian Kirby, Associate Director for Undergraduate Affairs, who will announce the undergraduate degrees.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Brian Kirby. I'm Associate Director for Undergraduate Affairs. And of course, this is really a very joyous day, and it really warms my heart to see the students here, the family, friends, faculty, and staff. And, you know, it's always fun for me sitting all the way at the end in the seat for the assistant to the regional manager, being able to watch all of the PhDs come by and be hooded, hearing the theses and projects of the Masters of Science students and Masters of Engineering students. But now we get to the part that's the most fun for me, which is the bachelor students. Before we read the names, I want to take a moment to specifically thank Ashley Blank and Kaylin Wilson. Ashley and Kaylin both work as undergraduate program coordinators, and they've impacted the students in countless ways. Sometimes it's making sure that a form is filled out. Sometimes it's making sure that a reservation is made. Sometimes it's creating a fun or safe place where students can go to have tea or build with Legos. Sometimes it's navigating students through personal and academic struggles. But without a doubt, our community is a richer and happier and healthier one because of their many efforts. Would you please join me in a round of applause to thank Ashley and Kaylin for all they've done for this graduating class. Okay, so the next order of business is my reading a bunch of names. And I don't know if you know how this works, but they definitely do kick you out if you go too slowly. And so I am gonna ask you to hold your applause while we go through all the individuals, and then we'll have an enormous round of applause at the end. So these are your 2023 Bachelor of Science degree recipients. George Abbott. Julia Adler. Rocky Ann. Eleanor Anderson Zeich. Ragini Balachandran. Gabriel Barraclough Tan. Nicole Barrera. Jacob Bass. Joshua Bates. Kobe Badima. Isaac Beaton. Ryan Bijan. Ryan Barania. May Lee Bowden. Tristan Brown. Allison Essig Candy. Sandra Cangelosi. Keen Chastain Howley. Ellie Chung. Derek Cho. Anthony Chinquemani. Chase Collins. Hannah Culhane. Cole Dawson. Jamie Dawson. Hunter Delore. Molly Drum. Taylor Edwards. Amira El Ghanemi. Andres Garcia. Jafasa Tarwali Gonzalez. Raphael Gottlieb. Tim Graham. Julia Halligan. Jackson Harden. Emily Elizabeth Harmon. Kyle Harris. Nikki Janan Hart. Phoebe Cordis Hart. Keaton Haug. Christina Heathcote. Sharon Sue. Sean Hughes. Alyssa Michelle Jarvis. Eugene Jung. Calvin Johnson. Jayan Joshi. Hunter Khan. Rishi Kansara. Julia Kochsberger. Max Koenig. Matthias Kohler. Courtney Kraft. Yin Yan Kuang. Soham Makarand Kulkarni. Gabriella Lau. Jesse Lale. Charlotte Lee. Run Chuan Lee. Max Lee. Mike Liao. Alexander Lindsay. Wan Yue Lu. Brett Lowry III. Chen-Din Luo. Emily Eden Mattinson. Rachel Mead. Soumya Mehta. Haley Merchant. Gabriel Mitchell. Sabrina Louise Morse. Jin Na. L.M. Naraki. Isaac Dennis Newcomb. Cassandra Nguyen. Pooja Oak. Attila Daniel Ramazan Osan. Gabriella Passarelli. Glenn Passo. Ashley Payton. Bex Yatsek Pendrek. Benjamin Pierce. Diego Pierce. Claudia Pietras. Sydney Palando. Phoebe Price Roberts. Neil Ramesray. Maya Rayner. Sunaya Reddy. Abdul Rahman. Callan Reed. James Ringsby. Jordan Sandel. Felipe Santa Maria. Millie Schwartz. Juliana Seifert. Felix Shi. Camille Slattery. Kathleen Sternkopf. Ingrid Suazo Meza. Peter Swak. Bruno Dantas da Silva Tassari. Austin Townsend. Alessandra Voltaggio. Woo! Tyler Webb. Danielle Weisenfeld. Alejandro Wilcox. Ethan Wood Thomas. Shota Yamamoto. Shruti Yanamandra. Ivy Young. Paul Young. Stephanie Young. Madeline Taylor Zacchio. Michelle Zhou. Steven Sinchi. So there are a number of students that are graduating but could not be with us today, and I'd like to read their names. Ini Adeleye, Jake Beckman, Sorish Dutta, Brian Fuchs, Mahika Goel, Andrew Helwig, Erica Jung, Laura Kramer, Will Cully, Diane Lee, Jess Liu, Axel Ljunggren, Jin Ryu, Janice Song, Jack St. Louis, Olivia Wall, and Jacob Wyrick. Let's have a round of applause for our graduates. So it'll all be over soon, but I have a couple of comments. I wanna start with a story from a previous graduation. I think it was 2016. I was the director of the graduate program at the time, and I got up and I was gonna give a brief speech about the PhD students and about the joy of discovery and all of that stuff. But the forecast called for a thunderstorm and our ceremony was outside. We were under a tarp. But Cornell Risk Management had made it very clear that if lightning happened, we had to stop our ceremony immediately. So I approached the lectern and I started. I said the words, well, you know, I'd like to start by making a few comments. And as I said this, out of the corner of my eye, off to the left, I saw this flash of light. And I presumed that this was faraway lightning, so I changed right in the middle. I had a whole speech planned. And I said, I'd like to start by making a few comments, but in the interest of time, I will not do so. And at that point, I received the longest, loudest, and most emphatic round of applause of my life. So it turns out that it wasn't lightning, it was a flash from the photographer. But I have never had so much positive feedback from a speech in my career. And with this in mind and following repeated exhortations from my colleagues that I talked too long, I have reworked what was originally a 24-minute speech into a short list, which I have entitled Professor Kirby's Top 6 Recommendations for Graduating Students, and then it'll all be over soon. Number one, be nice to your parents. Today's a day of great joy, and it's a time for us to all appreciate all of those people who supported us and helped us to reach our goals. For many students, their parents have been a constant and unwavering source of support. Others may have received their primary support from other family members or friends or mentors, but don't forget to give back to these people who've supported you. Number two, take more naps. Naps are great. I'm 49 years old. I mostly can't go a day anymore without taking a nap. Number three, search within for the intrinsic motivation for your pursuits. If you remember, when you were a little kid, you played with a ball, or you danced around, or you jumped up and down, or you sang because it gave you joy. But as you've aged, employers and schools and social media have inevitably turned your attention outward for external motivation and validation. I urge you to not listen to them. Don't compare yourself or your accomplishments to others. Don't look to your employer or your school or your Instagram followers to provide you with your identity. As you move on to your next pursuits, do everything you can to capture those moments in which you were listening to your passions. So build, test, analyze, study, dance, sing, travel, explore. Do whatever you choose to do, but always do it because it's what you want and not because some institution or social media platform has given you something external to compare yourself to. Number four, acquire a pet, give it a name that contains a pun, and make sure it has its own TikTok. We need pet videos. I need pet videos. There has to be a constant source of pet videos, and these videos don't just come from nowhere. So, as an example, acquire a pair of ducks. Call them Cheese and Quackers. And give the people the pet video content that they demand. Number five, look beyond yourself when forming your picture of the world. So think of yourself as living a life that's a theatrical production. You're the protagonist of your play. Other people enter and enter the stage. They flit about, they influence you, they appear, they disappear. But never forget that the people that you're interacting with have complex and vibrant lives and identities. Their plays are beautiful and wonderful. Their plays are more than just a backdrop for yours. And finally, number six, donate early and often to Cornell University. When doing so, I have detailed instructions which are as follows. Please call attention to the fact that your donation is to be placed into account E553721 for use by Professor Kirby. And with that, I offer my heartfelt congratulations to the graduating class of 2023.
Before we end our ceremonies today, again, well, I should say thank you, Professor Kirby, always entertaining. Before we end our ceremonies today, I do want to give a shout out, and I'd love if all of us could thank Latiya Fan, Ashley Bank, and Judy Thurman for their incredible efforts in putting on this event today. Again, congratulations to all the graduates. What we're gonna ask all of our graduates to do, and I believe we're gonna follow you, Judy, is graduates are gonna get up. Undergraduates are gonna get up. Everybody else is gonna stay. Give it a minute. We're gonna allow everybody to file out. We're gonna get a picture in front. So let's give them a round of applause as they're filing out. Oh, we got to keep it going longer than that. We got a lot of undergrads here. Come on, keep it going.